Alex held out for 2 weeks and then rendezvoused with Harriet for lunch at an out-of-the-way spot. "I can't stop thinking about you and what we have together. I've never had anything like it in my life, and I know I won't ever have it again." Harriet could only hold Alex's hand and weep. The next week, they met at Jake's apartment and resumed the affair with renewed vigor. It seemed as if they had new energy stored up over the past weeks of separation. After that, they got together whenever possible for lunch. Staying in town overnight was out because Elaine would suspect. One Saturday afternoon, however, Alex couldn't stand it and quietly left for Harriet's apartment. He didn't realize that Elaine had seen him go and had followed. They repeated the whole sorry discovery scene, which left Elaine utterly inconsolable. She ordered Alex out of the house and filed for divorce. Alex thought about moving in with Harriet but decided against it. Instead, he found a room at the YMCA and sat on his narrow cot, taking stock. He realized he not only missed Elaine and the children, but that he had many other things to think about, being rejected by his family and friends and having to spend large sums of money on lawyers, alimony, and child support. He also thought about his company and their policy concerning affairs and keeping families together. He could lose his job, or at least miss an upcoming promotion. One evening, about a week after he had moved out, Alex phoned Elaine. "Please, give me one more chance. I think our marriage was in trouble long before this thing happened. I know there were things I was trying to ignore, and I was wrong to do that. I should have brought it all out in the open with you and a counselor, Elaine. I really want to save our marriage and our family. Will you go to see someone with me?" At first, Elaine didn't know how to reply. Was Alex right? Maybe she was partly to blame, and he did want to see a counselor. "Okay," she finally responded. "I'll give it a try." Before the week was out, Alex had moved out of the YMCA and back into the house. He managed one brief conversation with Harriet, telling her he still loved her, but he could not get a divorce, not yet anyway. During counseling sessions, Alex tried to explain his feelings about why he felt the marriage had gone wrong and why he held resentment against Elaine. "Alex," said the counselor, "you need to spell out what you thought was wrong. Let's get specific." Alex got specific and talked about Elaine's indifference to having sex, her lack of interest in his career, and her unwillingness to share in activities he enjoyed. Then he cited the incessant nagging about household problems, even though she had never had to go out and get a job. As Elaine listened, she began to wonder if perhaps a lot of the problem wasn't really her fault at all. Then the counselor zeroed in and asked Alex to be totally honest. Was he still in love with Harriet? "Yes, I am," Alex said in a mixture of shame and defiance. Alex didn't bother to say that he and Harriet had resumed their affair and still spent lunch hours at Jake's apartment. The counselor did not ask. In the following months, Alex managed to remain in counseling and continue his affair with Harriet. He fooled both Elaine and the counselor into believing he was interested in being permanently faithful to his wife. He learned how to be more careful and less impulsive in his frequent meetings with Harriet. Are triangles always eternal? Alex, Elaine, and Harriet seem caught in the eternal triangle, and it's not too hard to see how it happened. When Alex and Elaine married, the balances in their love bank accounts stood at the usual all-time highs. But as expectations weren't fulfilled and needs weren't met, Alex became vulnerable to someone else who met his important emotional needs. After that first lunch, Harriet's account in Alex's love bank mounted rapidly. The affair developed, and Alex wound up in love with two women instead of only one. Now he found himself locked in a prison. He couldn't seem to do without either of them. Each one met some of his emotional needs that were not met by the other. So where do Alex and Elaine and Harriet go from here? In my early years of clinical practice, a man like Alex could fool me. But as I tried to help couples just like Alex and Elaine, I soon detected a distinct pattern. The estranged spouse just couldn't give up the lover. I tried different tacks and approaches, but nothing worked very effectively. I sent errant spouses to retreats to think it over. I brought in their pastors when possible for support and moral encouragement. I worked on the assumption that a new commitment would change the behavior of men like Alex. Experience proved me wrong.